SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
On the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the broken ate a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around the bad hat or bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad rap, bad edge, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Peralta Place, right across the river into the woods from where Granny's in the hospital right now. But I did slip her in a one-y bat of the Gushers Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directly traveling, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my finnick around, fun to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what about Styles and Tatter? My brain splattered all over Manhattan, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon, Mafia running it, and Hayden Fried, LTN of Kansas City, Mo. We get a birthday roll call on a Misery Monday. OG Anunoby, 26. Derrick Henry, 29. Giannis's brother, at least one of them, 31, with Nick Bjugstad. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, 32. Dominique Davis, 34. Adam Lind, 40. Ryan Miller, 43. Mark Savard, 46. Eric Williams and Donnie Marshall, 51. Calvin Cheney, 52. Tommy Soderstrom, 54. Kevin Pritchard, 56. Brian Trottier, legend, 68. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. The Orioles sweep the Marlins. They've won 8 in a row, taking over baseball. They're going to win the East. We've been saying this for months. They are the most dangerous team in the game right now. You know, like, everybody thinks it's the Braves. Fair enough. The Braves are awesome. As the White Sox took the series from them over the weekend, Astros beat the Angels 9-8. Did you see how the game ended? Tucker with a diving grab in right field on a liner into the gap that would have tied it. Bregman hit the go-ahead homer in the ninth. Tucker hit a bomb in the ninth as well that followed Bregman. The Angels erased a 9-3 deficit Saturday night to walk off in the 10th in a wild 13-12 game. Rockies beat the Yankees 8-7 in 11 innings. The Rockies tie it and win it in the 11th with homers by Nolan Jones and Alan Trejo. How about the guy calling the game, your boy Flash? This guy hasn't hit a home run all year. Boom, next pitch. It was gone. And then they blamed Flaherty. Everybody was, like, if you read the papers today or anywhere, it was all Flaherty's fault. Please, you're going to blame the announcer that the guy hits a home run? That's pathetic. It's gotten that bad. They won't blame Boone for anything. They'll blame John Flaherty up in the broadcast booth. Stanton has 4 homers in his last 5 games. Donaldson's on the IL. You know what they should do? Just get rid of him. He's so awful and injured all the time. Just get rid of him. He's finished. That guy is like, what is he? He walks around like he's 90. Honestly, this guy, he should be in the hospital with Granny, honestly. Phillies beat the Padres 7-6. They lost Friday. They won a doubleheader Saturday. They won on Sunday. They went in 12 innings. Schwarbaum walks it off. He also went off all weekend long. Harper snapped his home run drought. Giants beat the Pirates, swept them. Their top pitching prospect, Quinn Priester, is pitching tonight. This kid's like 6'4", 210, and just throws gas. White Sox, I told you, beat the Braves 8-1. Robert with the long home run. Jays swept the D-backs. Danny Jansen clears the bases with a big double. Brewers beat the Reds. Royals over the Rays. The Rays kept losing to the Royals. Now their lead is 1 over the O's. Cards beat the Nats 8-4. Doesn't matter. Red Sox over the Cubs 11-5. They won that series. Yoshida with a grand slam. Rangers swept Cleveland. They put Bieber Cleveland on the IL with a forearm injury. He's going to miss 2 weeks. Won't need surgery. Welcome my radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Byline, USA, Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Corbin Burns says the Brewers have told him that he won't be traded at the deadline. I never believe anyone that tells a player they're not going to trade him. We're not trading you. Don't worry. And then the next day they trade him. NL odds, AL odds, we got it all. Best over-unders. Tonight's games, we'll break it all down. How about a series in Camden between the Dodgers and Orioles? How delicious is that? San Francisco's in Cincy coming off their sweep of the Pirates. Miami's in St. Louis. Tampa's in Texas. Texas coming off a sweep. Boston goes to the Astros to see the A's. Yankees and Angels. The Yankees always vomit in Anaheim. And they're going up against Canning tonight. We'll see if they'll lose again. Severino's pitching with his 7.5 ERA. He sucks. Monkey onions. Carver Hyde's home run props for tonight. We had so many Ring the Bell specials on Friday night. Literally, the league is investigating us for improper, like, you know, betting. Yeah, because we won so much money for you Friday night. The league's looking into it. You know, like, the NCAA looks into kids betting, same kind of thing. They're looking into Carver High and I. Nothing but trouble, the two of us. NFL franchise tag, long-term deal, deadlines an hour from now, not even 50 minutes. You have to cut the deal or then it's war. Jags and Ingram agree to a new three-year deal. How about D-Hop? We told you on this show he was going to the Titans for a month, and he went to the Titans because they gave him the most money. Always follow the money. Tyreek Hill says he's going for 2,000 yards and a Super Bowl this year. Joe Mixon takes a huge pay cut in Cincy. We got all your odds for every division. Plus, Le'Veon Bell apologizing to the city of Pittsburgh and the fans of the Steelers. We got that for you. Davis Maddock on today. Famous Seamus McGee on today. Today in Carver High History, we're going to do that. Rory takes the Scottish Open. And we got everything for you. Even Steph Curry's big win in Tahoe with a huge putt on the 18th green. We got NBA Summer League, the final tonight, Houston and Cleveland. Looking forward to that. Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider today as well. Simon Coast, go with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Smarter to be on Sports Grid, so go to the iTunes store, get the Sports Grid app. You're going to love it. Follow your favorite hosts on there like Carver High and Pharrell. And go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see the network and all the platforms that we're on. How about those O's, Carver High? Big sweep of the Marlins. If you noticed, the Marlins were 21-6 in one-run games in the first half, but they lost two one-run games in this three-game sweep at Camden. And the O's mean business. Eight in a row, a game deep at a race, who struggled in Kansas City.
They certainly did. They are one game back now with that eight-game winning streak, and they have the Dodgers coming to Camden Yards tonight to start a big series. But let's hear how they finished off the sweep of the Marlins. That is with Anthony Santander on Masson getting it going.
Santander tags one into center field. Well struck.
So I don't know how many times I can say this. You and I have both gone on record of that they'll win the East, and we've also got them in the World Series. So I just think they're the best team in the American League. That's just all there is to it. I thought that the Rays got off to an incredible two-month start, head start on everybody, but you know, it reminds me of the little 500 bike race in Bloomington, Indiana, with the guys riding around on the bike. There's always one team that gets out to a huge lead. And then when it's all said and done with like four laps to go, suddenly everyone's on the same lap. And then the last lap, it comes down to a bicycle tire or a nose, right? So I think this is going to go down to the wire, and I think the Orioles are the better team. I like everything about them better. Their bats, their defense. Their swag, their moxie, I'm even say this, their pitching and I think their bullpen is nasty. They got the best hold and closer in the AL this year. That's all there is to it. Now, I won't deny that the Jays have some pitchers. I won't deny that the Rays have great pitching, but we don't know. We're going to find out tonight about Dirty Harry. He was on the IL. How's he going to pitch tonight in Texas against a team that just got another sweep? The Rangers are back to winning again, so there's a lot of what-ifs, but I still believe, I don't know about you, you tell me, are the Orioles the best team in the American League?
I think that they are right there for the conversation. I think it's them. Tampa slipped, and I think Texas is real good as well. They mash. I'm interested to see if they beat up McClanahan tonight. What surprises me is this. Like, look at this. They're one game back. They've won eight in a row, and you can still get them for plus 325 to win the AL East. Not the American League, not anything else.
That's
the
crazy.
Division, plus 325. There was 4-1 on Friday before they came back from the All-Star break. So it's gone down a little higher.
It was higher than that. A month ago, yeah. When we were talking about this.
Oh, a month ago. Month ago, it was over 10-1. I mean, it was 10-15-1 a month ago. You could have got that at. But still, plus 325.
I did get him. I did get him. You know that I've been betting on this team for 2 months.
Plenty of games left with the Rays as well. So I think that's a really nice buy, plus 325 for the Orioles to win that AL East. They did have a little bit of bad news over the weekend, which was Cedric Mullins, who he's starting to get into that category of guys who are always hurt. He had right quad tightness on Saturday. He left the game, didn't play yesterday. We'll see what happens with him tonight at Camden against the Dodgers.
I think he's on
Wild
the IL.
Wild weekend. He might. Did they put him on yesterday? They might. Yeah, I think they did put him on.
I think today. I think they did. I could be wrong. Now, look, It doesn't matter. You know, 2 weeks, have a vacation. Go ahead. It's hot outside. What they need is this guy batting in the playoffs because he can hit and he can motor.
Yeah, if Mullins, they had not yesterday put him back on the IL, Scotty. So we'll see if they do it before tonight's game. We'll see if they can get that done. Wild weekend in Anaheim between the Astros and the Angels. Saturday night, the Angels erased a 9-3 deficit with a walk-off win in the 10th, a 13-12 game. And then last night, it was the Astros who came storming back, led by a home run in the 9th by Alex Bregman on ESPN.
He has not had a career four-hit game. He sends this one deep to left field. It is far. It's gone. Alex Bregman has put the Astros ahead. His first career four-hit night. Bregman's 13th. Astros 8, Angels 7.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it always amazes me, this guy Bregman. He's a little dude. It's amazing to me the power he has for his size, right? He's just a little dude. I've always wondered how Bregman and Altuve hit the ball the way they do. I've always thought they juice, to be honest with you. This guy, you remember Brady Anderson? You remember that little dude? And then one year he hit like 52 home runs and people wondered how he did it. Yeah. Well, we all know now how he did it. Back then, no one got tested, okay? I always wonder about this guy, Bregman, and I cannot stand him because of the Yankees and Astros rivalry and all this other stuff, if you want to call it that. Bottom line is the Yankees bend over and take garage door parking valet in their rump from the Astros. They own the Yankees. That's all there is to it. So I can't stand them. But I've always wondered how those guys hit all those home runs. Tucker followed with the bomb, and then Tucker made the catch to win the game. They are always in it, aren't they?
They are. Ohtani did hit his 33rd homer in the 9th inning.
34.
Of course, 34th. He had 33 Saturday night, hit 34 last night in the 9th to get them a little closer, but they did not get it done.
It doesn't matter.
Of course, doesn't matter. We talked on Friday about this. The Moreno and the crew, I guess, are going to gauge off of this homestand what they seriously want to do with Ohtani. Well, they lost 2 out of 3 to Houston. And they have the Yankees coming in starting tonight. So we'll see.
Well, they'll probably beat the Yankees like everyone else does. But here's the deal.
Everybody else does.
The Angel, when you lose to the Rockies, you've hit rock bottom. When you lose the series in Colorado and blow all those leads, you've hit rock bottom. And here's the deal. The Angels, just so we're clear here, I want to be, specific. They're not going anywhere. Their season's over. They're finished.
I agree.
It doesn't matter if they win 15 in a row. They won't be in the playoffs. They're not getting a wild card. They're not winning the West. It's over. So now it's time to deal. Trade them to the Yankees. Get it over with.
And he's not walking in that door in the next 3.5 weeks or 2.5 weeks, whatever it is, and saying to Artie Moreno and the crew, give me the $500 million. I'm ready. I'm going to be here for life. He ain't doing that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So they've got a big decision to make, and it's probably the one that's going to end up with him getting traded. All right, you mentioned that the Yankees have hit rock bottom. When we come back, we'll hear about all the rock bottomness. A really, really awful loss on Sunday in Colorado to the Rockies. They lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They've had a very bad stretch. We'll come back and hear how they lost it. And Aaron Boone playing tough guy again, Scotty, with the media after the latest Yankee loss. So a little tough guy stuff from Aaron Boone when we come back as well on Coast to Coast.
So let me ask you, think about this for a second. Now, we have gone through this every single year. This will be 4 years in a row that this guy keeps losing, and they just refuse to fire him. All they do is lose, and they just keep giving Cashman and Boone extensions. It's unbelievable to me. When are they going to fire this hack ass?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. I got to tell everybody about this three-ball challenge. I know how excited you get about it. You could win a trip to TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, which has the famed 17th island hole on it. It's incredible, the three-ball challenge. Take your swing at this free-to-play challenge. Every week, you pick the players with the best performing, you know, scores and everything. You're going to snag awesome weekly prizes. And you get entered for a shot to win the grand prize at the foursome at TPC with your buddies. You and three friends, $3,000 in bonus dollars. You can use for travel, room, food, booze, and whatever else. Here's how you do it. Get the BetMGM app, sign in, go to the promotions tab, play the 23 BetMGM three-ball challenge, spin up to 3 times, 1 entry per customer permitted. You're going to love it. You're shot at a trip to TPC Sawgrass. What about those Phillies? You know, that is damage, I think, to the Padres that may not be able to be undone. They, you know, Friday, I said to you, they cannot fall 8 and 9 games back this weekend. And that's exactly what they did. Friday night, they came up big with the bats, Soto and Machado hitting home runs. Saturday, lose 2. Sunday, lose again. You lose 3 or 4. That's exactly what they didn't need. I think this team also, you can finish them off, too. They're done.
Yep, you pretty much can finish them off. Let's do them first, and then we'll hop back over to the Yankees since you brought them up. 3 out of 4 this weekend for the Phillies over the Padres. And what a weekend, Scotty, for Kyle Schwarber. He hit 3 homers. He drove in 7 runs. He scored 3. And he had the walk-off sac fly in the 12th inning yesterday to cap it all off on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
In the air, left field. That should do it. Soto's going back. Makes the catch. Tagging for third is Sosa. He will score! And the Phillies finish off a long day of baseball with a 7-6 win in 12 innings.
I can't believe that they won 3 of 4 and they're still a half game out of the wild card. They're not winning the East, so they have to get a wild card. I say they will. I've said they will for a month. This is, I started riding the Phillies, as you know, with you, along with you, before Harper came back. And then I said, like with you, when they get him back, they're just going to be even better. And they're a playoff team. And I can't believe they're still a half game out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and look, I think a lot of that is you have a bunch of teams that have obviously played really well on the NL side, a few that are starting to slip a little bit, including Arizona. They will be in the playoffs. They are 26-11 since they moved Schwarbaum up to the leadoff spot. That was on June 2nd, I believe. So they're 26-11 since that moment. And I think they're just going to keep trending upward. With the way they're going. And you're right. You could finish. That was a bad weekend for San Diego. Bad weekend to start the second half like that, losing all those games in Philadelphia.
And I think the Diamondbacks and Marlins are going to be toast.
I would be more worried about the Diamondbacks than the Marlins right now. The Diamondbacks have, I mean, we're going on 2+ weeks that they've looked really bad outside of the, obviously take out the All-Star break in the middle there, but 2 weeks of actual games where they've looked bad. The Marlins, yep. I'll give them a break. It was one weekend. They were due to have a bad weekend. They played a really good team. Arizona, it's been lingering for a little bit. So we'll see if they can actually.
Marlins better get right in St. Louis, or they're going to see yes. the Phillies in that slot by Thursday.
Very possible. Let's go to the Yankees now. Bad weekend for them. They lost 2 out of 3 in Colorado to the Rockies, who just absolutely stink. 8-7 was the final in 11. So the Yankees had a 2-run lead in the 8th inning. They yacked that up, a grand slam to C.J. Cron. They actually tied the game in the 9th, took a 2-run lead in the 11th, and then it got real bad in the bottom half of the 11th on AT&T Sportsnet Rocky Mountain.
It's a slight strain to the hamstring. This ball's hit a long way to left. It's got a chance to get out. It does! How about that? Nolan Jones just tied it up with his 7th home run of the year. This ball hit to the deep left.
Come on.
It's going to fly. Alan Trejo with his 1st of the year. What a time for it. And the Rockies win it 8-7.
You know, I got to tell you, Mike, seriously, I can't even watch the Yankees anymore for my blood pressure and my health. When I watch, all I do is cuss and swear and scream and yell. And I mean, I am so nasty. My family's slamming doors, leaving the house, driving off, going places, anywhere they can go to avoid me when the Yankees are on, because I am just a nasty mother foreller when they're playing. I'm about done with them. I got to tell you, and I've said this 55 million times, I know, but the old man's turning in his grave. I mean, the old man, and as you know, I take great umbrage in how much of a titan he was and how much I looked up to him and how much I loved him. Even when he was like a criminal, I loved him. I mean, the guy was just awesome when he was, you know, the feds were after him, the baseball banned him. He would have fired Aaron Boone 15 times already. 15 times.
Yep.
And this guy, Hal, his son, is such a family disappointment. What a shame that they left the trust fund in his name. Honestly, I'd rather have his sister running the team. I really would. I mean, give her the job tomorrow. I can't stand this guy. He is an absolute capital P, Cashman fail. When are people gonna realize that the ship has sailed on Brian Cashman? And Aaron Boone just flat out can't manage. And this team's awful. And I mean, they're in last place. They're 6 games over .500. It's embarrassing. It is utterly embarrassing. They had more wins in the first 2 months of last year, and they have the whole first half and then some. They're so off, I can't even watch them anymore. I can't even take it. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to have a stroke.
Well, look, you take out that hot first 2.5 months they had a year ago, they've been a 500 or less baseball team since then. They have not been below 500 team when you go back a full calendar year. They're coming off a stretch where they've played 3 pretty bad National League teams in the past couple of weeks, in the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Rockies. They went 3-6, Scotty, in those 9 games. For a championship-quality team like the Yankees, that's not very good. Aaron Boone was asked about that, losing to bad teams, and he didn't want to hear anything about it.
After losing 2-3 to the worst team in the National League, do you still believe that?
Baseball, Major League Baseball. Save it with that question. The last, we got 2.5 months to be put ourselves in a position to be championship caliber. We got to go. You know, it's on us. We got to go prove that.
Please.
As far as who we're Major League Baseball, you're gonna beat some good teams. You're gonna lose some series to some teams that are struggling. It's a grind every time you go out there and put a Major League uniform on. So I don't buy into that garbage at all. Like they outlasted us today, and you know we're obviously pissed off in the moment that you know we lost a series, but it's a series that we lost, and we got to move on from it and go try and play well in California.
Listen. It is so pathetic, his answer about it. This is one of the three worst teams in baseball that absolutely beat the snot out of them all weekend. It's so embarrassing listening to this guy's PR machine and his spin-o-rama, and he just constantly has an answer for everything. And then it's the media's fault. I'm not going to listen to that garbage. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not going to blame the media that you lose every night and that you can't beat the Cardinals and the Rockies and the Cubs. It's embarrassing. He's embarrassing. I'll say this as well. He hired his friend, Sean Casey. That's embarrassing, too. I'm friends with him, too. I like Sean. He's cool. He's always been cool to me. I love him. I have nothing but respect for him, but I just don't think that that's the answer. They fire the hitting guy. They should have fired the manager. They should have fired the GM. Instead, they fire some hitting coach no one's ever heard of. Honestly, what, Sean Casey's going to turn the Yankees around? They might as well let him manage because they don't have a manager. This guy is so bad. It's embarrassing. I've said it 1,000 times over and over and over. They've got to get rid of him. They've got to change everything. When are they going to realize how bad they suck? Who is going to finally get through to this loser owner who is such a pee? I can't stand him. Don't even change the subject. I'm livid. I can't even do the show.
It's just not a championship organization anymore.
I'm sick of it.
That's just what
it
comes down to. I love how they showed Casey, too. Stanton hits a homer in the first inning on Friday night, right out of the All-Star break. And the camera goes, they're immediately showing Casey in the dugout like he's the reason that Stanton hit that homer to start the set. Calm down. They didn't show Casey much the rest of the weekend. That's for sure. Yeah. They also put Donaldson on the IL, and I'm hoping that's like a buried IL. That's like, we know this guy sucks, and you're not going to see him again this year. One can only hope. That's what that is with Josh Donaldson.
How awful is Josh Donaldson? And they keep trying to sell him to us. That's his 11th of the year. He is so pathetic. Yeah. He's so finished.
14 hits.
He should wear a hat. How they do the quarterbacks with the red jersey, don't hit the quarterback? They should put a red hat on him, a red helmet that says, my career's over.
That's what they should do. The Giants swept the Pirates over the weekend. 8-4 was the final yesterday, but the Pirates going to have Quinn Prister make the start tonight, right?
And listen, they have literally called up every single prospect in the organization. They're now all rookies.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm actually looking forward to watching Quinn Prister pitch tonight for the Pirates against Cleveland at PNC. Even after they got swept, this kid's 6'3", 210. He throws gas. I want to see it to believe it. He's their top pitching prospect. He started the day plus +105. I mean, that must mean something, doesn't it? That the kid's making his major league debut and he's only plus +105 against Cleveland. I don't care who they're throwing out there. Curry. All I know is some rookie. When is the last time you saw a rookie who no one's ever heard of before except in the minors? He's a stud and he was a high draft pick. When's the last time you saw a kid make his major league debut and he's plus +105? I mean, usually they're heavy dogs.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, they actually brought up a bunch of youth. Catcher Andy Rodriguez, another one of their top prospects. Shortstop Leaver Piguero. So there's a bunch of guys that the Pirates have called up. I like this.
Let them play.
Isn't this what you want to see when, just let kids get major league experience? You're not making the playoffs. You're not winning 100 games. Just let the kids play, and then next year, they got more experience and they maybe are in your opening day lineup and you can actually start to make some waves. So I think it's a nice move. And that goes with the guys they've already brought up, whether it be Hank Davis, who we love, and a couple of the other guys that they already have.
Rodriguez.
So Pirate baseball maybe starting to turn the corner a little bit.
Except they lose every game.
But this is the kind of losing you can accept if the guys get better. You can accept this losing if all these kids show you something and their signs
of
the future.
Bombs. That's a Saturday night. He hit a huge home run. So if I see him producing all of them, I want to see Cruz come back here in the next 20 days, 25 days from his broken ankle. He comes back and gets to play hopefully a month and a half. I'll be satisfied if they can integrate all of these young stars. You have to remember, they have one of the best farm systems in baseball because they've sucked for so long. They've cashed in on all these draft picks, and they just have so much talent in the minors. Well, let's see what they're made of.
The Braves were the best team in the first half before the All-Star break, Scotty. They got off to a shaky start to start the second half. They lose 2 out of 3 at home to the White Sox. Here come the White Sox. Luis Robert Jr. going long on NBC Sports Chicago.
Luis Robert Jr. lifts this to right center field. Harris is back at the track and the wall. It's gone. 4 for 4. And the home run derby propels him into a home run here in Atlanta. It's 8-1.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, their only hope is the Central, and I don't see it. They're 8.5 deep. And then for the wild card, they're like 14 games out, something like that. They're not doing anything. Yeah, I don't care what they do. I don't care if they beat the Braves. I don't care if they win 20 in a row.
They're not making the playoffs. Unfortunately, the dream is over for me with the White Sox and that AL Central ticket. The Blue Jays, also hot. They've won 4 in a row. They sweep the Diamondbacks at home over the weekend. Danny Jansen clearing the bases on Sportsnet in Toronto.
He's here for the Rogers Center right now. As Jansen lines the ball to left center, here comes Vladdy. Here comes Chapman. Here comes Merrifield. And Jansen has cleared the bases.
This is a good team. There's no doubt they're formidable. There's no doubt they can pitch. There's no doubt they can hit. I think, you know, you get into the American League playoffs, wild card, whatever. I don't care if you're wild card. Wild card to me means you're in. You're in the playoffs. And so let's see what they're made of in the postseason. Right now, they're a playoff team.
Bad weekend for the Cincinnati Reds. They lost 2 out of 3 last weekend in Milwaukee. They came home this past weekend out of the break and get swept by the Brewers. Tied late, Andrew Monastrio with the go-ahead hit in the eighth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tyrone Taylor, the pinch runner at second. Monastrio towards right field. It is down in front of Fraley. Here comes Taylor. The throw, not in time. Monastrio to second, and the Brewers have the lead.
I mean, they won 5 of 6 from them in 2 weekends. It's been disastrous for the Reds. Now they're home again. They start up another series, and then they go out on the road. So their homestand so far has been disastrous.
It certainly has. Royals beat the Rays 8-4. Rays did sweep a doubleheader from them on Saturday after they got rained out on Friday night. Cardinals beat the Nationals 8-4. Red Sox beat the Cubs 11-5. Masataka Yoshida continues to rake. A grand slam on Nesson.
Games come to a close. Yoshida pulls it. Right field back toward the wall. And that ball is gone. It's a grand slam for Massa.
I'll tell you what. The Yankees and Red Sox are both 2 out of the wild card. And I would take Boston right now over the Yankees easily for who's going to get in. If either will get in, it would be Boston. I think the Yankees are awful.
Boston can actually score runs. They actually have, like, major league-type players in their lineup, you know, they're starting 9. So that's a big help. Yoshida actually had a triple also along with the grand slam, so a monster day for him.
He's a good hitter.
A lot of sweeps this past week. He's a good hitter. Lots of sweeps this past week, and another one was the Rangers. They sweep Cleveland and Arlington 6-5 on Sunday. The final, Josh Jung put him ahead in the eighth for good on Bally Sports Southwest.
It would be huge, and Jung the batter. That one is through. Base hit. One run is in. Here comes Albomi. He'll score. And the Rangers have taken the lead.
I mean, you look at this team, right? And they're still three games up in the West. It's amazing. It really is. 55-39. They just keep getting it done. They've had their struggles here and there. They lost to Grom. And here they are. You wouldn't even think DeGrom was on the team, because he isn't. They've been winning without him.
They certainly have. They now have a three-game lead over the Astros in the AL West. Three games in the loss, etc. The Mariners lost 2 out of 3 to the Tigers. They avoided the sweep yesterday. A 2-0 win at home. So not a great start for them at home.
It's not good enough.
The break to not good enough at all. Twins swept the A's 5-4 yesterday, the win. The Mets avoided the sweep at home against the Dodgers, a 2-1 win in 10. They waited a very long time through the rain. They pushed this game back and back and back, but Luis Guillorme with the walk-off in the 10th on SNY.
Bunt is off, and it's hit over the bag. That's a fair ball down the line, and the Mets will win the game. Beatty comes in with the winning run. Luis Guillorme couldn't get the bunt down, but he gets the base hit to bring in the winner at the bottom of the 10th, and the Mets win the game 2-1.
First career walk-off RBI for Luis Guillorme. The Mets get their first win since the All-Star break as they squeak one out in 10.
Let's calm down. I mean, they're 7 games under .500. They're 8.5 right. games out of a wild card. They're 18 games back in the East. The Mets are finished. They're finished.
They certainly are. And look,
I'm not talking about teams that are 7 games under .500 doing anything. They win a game, and every time Scherzer pitches well or they walk off a win, they celebrate like they've won the World Series. They're worse than the Yankees, and the Yankees aren't going anywhere. You know what it is? Chicago and New York, these two giant cities, they're both just utter failures in baseball this summer. That's it.
They're utter failures, and like you heard Gary get, and Gary does he's a very good play-by-play guy for the Mets. We know that. Gary, Keith, Ron, he's great. But the Mets are having one of their most disappointing seasons in their history. They spent $400 million, and they're 7 games under .500. He's taking shots at the Yankees being in last place late in that game after giving the scoreboard. Like, Gary, like, worry about what's going on there at Citi Field. Seriously. I mean, you guys are having an awful year. As bad as the Yankees are. Like, just please worry about the Mets.
They're worse.
Stop. It's tough to take sometimes. Trade deadline is getting close. White Sox have talked to the Reds about Lucas Giolito. Reds could use some arms. There's no doubt about that. Mariners and other playoff contenders are interested in Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals. Corbin Burns says the Brewers have told him that he won't be traded by the deadline. I think that's the same thing they told Josh Hader last year too, right, Scotty? Didn't they tell Josh Hader last year he wouldn't be traded? And they ended up trading him? So yeah. I don't really wouldn't put too much stock, Corbin, in whatever the Brewers tell you.
As I said at the beginning of the show, and let me say another thing. This guy Flaherty at the Cardinals. I mean, they treat him like he's Mike Flaherty.
Yeah, he stinks.
You would think that this guy was pitching in the World Series every year in the 70s, right? I mean, honestly, like, he sucks. Mikola sucks. Everyone's talking to the Cardinals about their pitchers. You mean the pitchers that never win for the Cardinals, and the reason the Cardinals are, you know, just in the gutter and their season's over? You mean those pitchers? I'm going to go get the pitchers that never win? My ass. I don't want anyone from that crappy St. Louis Cardinals staff. They're all awful. Flaherty's awful. Mikolas is awful. I'm done listening to it. I'm done. Matt should be in the minor league. Matt should be. You know what he is? Matt reminds me of the Black Knight. He needs to go eat pills or something. Get out of the business. He's finished. That guy can't get me out. If I was in bed with a baseball bat, I'd still get a hit off of him. Honest to Christ. He's awful. Mats. He's a doormat, is what they should call him. But believe me,
very good.
Mavi doesn't miss him in Queens. That wuss bag. He's awful. Honest to Christ. Let's go clean the Cardinals out of all their pitching. You mean the no pitching that they have?
Yeah, the guys that have been getting lit up all year. But that's all, like, people get excited about this stuff. That's all that's available because I forget who. I think Craig said it to you last week or whoever. With three wild cards now, Everybody thinks that they can make the playoffs, and there's only like six teams that suck so bad that they've already, you know they're not going to make it, and they're willing to sell pieces off. And if there's a reason why they're the six teams that have no shot at making the playoffs. They don't have any good players. So it's not, it's really nowhere to, no, especially pitchers.
How about this? It gets even better than this. Every time I hear like this guy, Heyman or whoever, no one trusts him anymore after his Judge fumble at the 1 yard line, Leon Lett style. Remember last year he's going to the Giants? This is the guy breaking stories all day today. He says, the Cardinals are open for business except Arenado. Every single time he mentions Arenado's not going anywhere. Here's the deal. Goldschmidt and Arenado suck as bad as their pitchers do. Like, I would trade them tomorrow. Listen, if you have Arenado, Goldschmidt, and this crappy staff, and they never win, what is the point? Is there not any rogue, badass GM that has the stones to get rid of a guy that's paid billions of dollars, what it seems, that never produces anymore? I get rid of him. I told you, I said I'd trade Trout for a month now, and everyone thinks I'm crazy. I'd trade Arenado's ass in 5 minutes. And Goldschmidt, when is the last time Goldschmidt did an effing thing in a Major League Baseball game?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Couple of train stops away from the Gilgo Beach serial killer at Air Carver High, close by, one of your neighbors.
Not too far from me, I guess. It's about 15 minutes east by car. A couple of train stops. You can get
that
over there to Massapequa
business.
Park. So it ain't too... They looking for that guy for a long time. They were looking for him.
Isn't it incredible? I got to tell you, reading about that guy, reading those stories, and how they caught that guy is fascinating stuff. It really is. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's amazing how all the pieces that got put together for them to go and finally be able to crack the code and figure out.
Let me ask you, is there anything better than mob stories that are true and serial killer stories that are true? There's nothing better. I mean, this stuff like Manson and these guys, honestly, Bundy, this guy, I mean, your boy Dahmer, you can't tell me, Gacy. And then these mob, all these nicknames for these mobsters, that how many people they've killed all over New York. I mean, every time I see a mob story, I read it. I mean, to this day, I can't get enough of it.
Freddy the Freezer, all these guys. They get in all these Freddy the Freezer.
Freddy the Freezer.
All these mob stories. All right. We'll come back at the top. I do have some other baseball stuff for you, but... That NFL deadline is about to happen in a minute and a half, and there's really nothing that's going to happen. Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs will both have to play on the franchise tag if they want to play football this year. Neither is going to reach a deal. Saquon Barkley just tweeted out, "It is what it is," was the tweet.
I think the Giants are idiots. They're idiots. They gave Danny Dimes all that money. They gave the wrong guy the money.
Yep, no money yet. So if he wants to play, it'll be about $10 million, 10.5, whatever it is, for the running back there.
Don't let your kids be running backs, parents. Don't get into football if you're going to.